With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Bolaños. While it's probably not looming large in our minds, the census is still taking place this year. But as FM 89's Laura Tsutsui reports, about half the families in the San Joaquin Valley have not filled it out yet.
Normally, the government mails notices to ask residents to self-report for the census and then sends workers door-to-door to collect responses in mid-March. But in the age of social distancing, that didn't happen, which is why State Senator Ana Caballero is trying to get the word out.
It's estimated that for every person that we don't count, we lose $1,000 a year to the state of California. And, you know, that accumulates over time.
Her district includes parts of Merced, Madera, and Fresno counties, and has one of the lowest census response rates thus far. And in some small towns, the rate is negligible.
The percentage of people that have responded in my Senate district is about 47%. Yet in the city of Huron, only 5% of the residents have participated.
While sheltering in place, it's something Caballero says we can all make time for. In light of the pandemic, the U.S. Census Bureau has also revised its deadlines for self-reporting. Responses are due at the end of October instead of July. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Tsutsui.